So there are a lot of people in D.C. who are Democrats who probably don't really want to be, but if you don't vote in the primaries, then your vote in the election doesn't really count in D.C. because it is a one-party state. It's not even a two-party state.
Hi, I'm Nick Gillespie with Reason TV. Today we're talking with Bruce Majors. Bruce is a Washington, D.C. realtor. He ran for Congress from the District of Columbia against the longtime incumbent Eleanor Holmes Norton and won a surprising 14,000 votes. Bruce, thanks for talking with Reason TV.
No problem.
You're a longtime libertarian activist. You're a donor sometimes to the Reason Foundation, the nonprofit that publishes us. Were you surprised by your election results? You got somewhere in the neighborhood of 14,000 votes, which is actually pretty strong.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was 6%. During the campaign, I was so busy doing stuff like hanging street signs and talking to people and whatever that I actually didn't have time to think about whether we were going to
have a strong showing.
Yeah, I sort of thought that we would get the minimum number, which is 7,500. It's about half of what we
got. And that's the number that's necessary for the LP to
get permanent ballot status.
Right, through the 2016 election.
That's right.
Okay, so you easily cleared that hurdle, almost doubled the amount that you needed. Is there room for a strong libertarian movement in the D.C. local government or from the congressional representative?
I think stronger than most libertarians probably thought there would be. I'm not sure it's going to come from exactly any of the areas that were kind of predicted. I actually don't think that the gay population will quickly start voting libertarian any more than they voted for independents or Republicans. I think the gay population in D.C. are very heavily lawyers, lobbyists, and federal government employees. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them will just sort of vote their pocketbook interest, which means they'll probably vote Democrat or Republican. But I think there are a lot of unrepresented kind of working middle class people in D.C., including a lot of African Americans.
Who are traditionally, vote heavily Democrat.
D.C. is a one-party state, so you have to register Democrat to have an effective voice in the primaries because they're closed primaries. So there are a lot of people in D.C. who are Democrats who probably don't really want to be, but if you don't vote in the primaries, then your vote in the election doesn't really count in D.C. because it is a one-party state. It's not even a two-party state.
So, but you're saying that there are a lot of African Americans who are not really being, who know they're not being served
who
well
I met through the campaign, government. Including some people who were libertarians as long as I've been, and just so happened an African American woman who's a realtor, who've been libertarians since they were teenagers, who I actually hadn't met until they started showing up at campaign events. But I think there are a lot of people, I met a lot of people in D.C. who are upset because D.C. voted by a 2-to-1 margin, and it was over half in every single ward, including every ward ethnically, economically, for term limits in the mid-90s, and the city council just decided to nullify this referendum that passed by 66%. And I met a lot of people who remember that, who are like really upset that we don't have term limits. I don't think the Democrats are gonna give it to them. The Republican Party in D.C. is actually slightly libertarian. It's the only state Republican Party that has gay marriage in its state platform. But it's also kind of ineffective, and it might actually be that the Libertarian Party can be at least as big as they are, or even slightly bigger in a very short time.
Well, thank you, Bruce Majors. Bruce Majors, D.C. area realtor, and an unsuccessful but surprisingly powerful candidate for Congress from Washington, D.C. Thanks for talking to us,
Thanks.
Bruce. For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie.